Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Hi, welcome back to Project Independence in You here at WCWP.org. You were listening to Old Time Radio, George Burns and Gracie Allen, Gracie and Current Events. And I believe that first aired October 17th, 1946. I remember it well. No, I don't. Don't look at me like you think I was born then. So we had some great guests on today. We had Lorraine Wojtek, who is the director of Connect Through Tech, DeRoat, Inc., and that is DeRoat University Without Walls, and they have all kinds of programming for people to call in, from entertaining to support groups. It's really, really a wonderful organization, and we will have all that information for our Project Independence members available by calling 311. And our next guest was Dr. Susan Lindner, and she is a licensed clinical psychologist and also a life coach. And we were talking to her about mental health as we age, and it's an important topic. And there's some newer things coming out. Life coaching is kind of a newer concept, and people seem to be embracing it. So hopefully that'll happen. And this now part of the program, starting at 11:30, is the Talk of the Town with Christina Liu. Christina, it's always great to guest host the show, and this part is usually one of my favorites. So we do have great guests, but Christina and I just basically tell you what's going on in the town, and we just kind of wind up talking, going off topic. So that's kind of what happens. So, Christina, what is happening in the town of North Hempstead?
Well, I just want to say what a great show it is. And thank you, Rebecca, for filling in. As always, you do a fabulous job. And this was like another great, informative show.
Thank you so much. Yes, definitely.
You know, and I really, you know, we always call Dr. Lindner our very own Dr. Oz.
She certainly is.
She's always so wonderful, and I, you know, give her a special shout out because there's times that I've called her in a pinch when a guest is canceled, and she'll come running over. So she's absolutely wonderful and just so knowledgeable in so many different areas.
Yeah.
I mean, we really could have, you know, her do a different topic each week, which is great.
And I love how she's like emerging and, you know, going into a different path and you know, writing a book, and she's really terrific. So that was really great.
And she's open about herself as
yes.
well.
Yeah,
sharing.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was very
great.
Nice.
And then, of course, I love hearing about DeRoat University. And you know what I love having Iris on? I was sitting there thinking, what's so great is that Iris takes advantage of so many different programs, you know, within Project Independence and outside of Project Independence. So I always feel that it's so beneficial, you know, that he or she actually used that service. So it brings so much more to the conversation, which I think was fabulous. So thank you and all of your golden nuggets.
Definitely, Iris's golden nuggets. So before we get into what's happening, what's going on next week?
So
with
next
this show?
Week, we have quite the jam-packed show. We have Dr. Marlene Levy, who's one of our co-hosts, Miss Ann Hirsch.
That's correct. She
was also with her different struggles that she's had. So she's referred to doctors are coming on that she's very familiar with, that she says has really saved her and helped her. So the first topic is going to be on tinnitus, or however you
want to
say it.
Yeah,
you
know, that's...
Tomato. Because she struggles with that.
Yes.
And they've Dr. Diana Calisano will be on talking about that. And then she also had Lyme disease. So we are having Jerry Simmons, who is from the Morrison Center.
Oh,
who,
great.
Really, it's going to be really amazing.
That's a good show next week, too.
And she...
And there's an alert now about Lyme disease all over again.
It's, you know, and I'm sorry, every summer I always worry, you know, and my husband, you know, does a lot of work outside, and I'm always terrified. You know, he's luckily so anal, you know, and he's searching everything, but you really have to be.
Yeah.
You know, because it just takes, you know, one time, and it's so rampant. These ticks, so you have to really be careful.
And it becomes a lifetime disease.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, if you don't get it early.
No, and it really, you know, and
it's not diagnosed, right?
And Dr. Levy has, you know, she's talked about, you know, in the past her struggles and how debilitating it really was for her. And she had to essentially build her, get her life back, you know, doing it. And so we'll have these topics on, which I think are...
How is she doing?
Great. She's amazing.
She's
great.
And
that's what, I mean, her, you know, she's so active and...
She certainly
she's
is.
She's amazing. That's right. Rebecca has ran into her
on
the
town a couple
of times. I think
I bumped into her out one night. I was...
So we'll give her a special
shout
out.
We won't talk about that on the air, though, but it was definitely nothing, I mean, crazy. It was just, you know, interesting. She travels long distances to have a good time, and, you know, hey.
And that's what we're about here.
I could dig that.
She travels distances to have a good time. I like that.
Definitely.
I feel like that's, like, a really good
prerequisite.
I like that,
too.
That's kind of my motto. We'll travel long distance for a good time.
So I mentioned this a few times, but I do want to say it again because we, you know, it was both a wonderful event and traumatizing for those of us who worked through it. But no, actually, it was terrific. The 47th annual senior
Amazing.
Recognition luncheon was this week, Tuesday and Wednesday. We had to go 2 days because we have so many people responding, and we have it at the Harbor Links Golf Course up in Port Washington. And one of the honorees is sitting here right with us today, Miss Iris Bunchak.
She squeezed us into her busy schedule now that she's the honoree of Senior Actress.
And it was great. It was great to have.
You know, may I interrupt for a
please
moment?
Please do.
My grandson, who lives in the city, said, well, shall I come to the event? I said, I am quite capable of picking up a piece of paper that says, you know, Iris, thank you very much. I had not anticipated the goodwill, the warmth from both the staff and the participants and those who have received award. I thought it was a wonderful, wonderful atmosphere. I'm very appreciative and very excited and very surprised.
I heard it was wonderful.
It really
shout
was.
Shout out to everyone who did it.
Yeah, we had know, 2 days really... of it, and it was, you know, and so many of the, you know, you're going to say, like, the elected officials come from across Nassau County, and everybody's getting proclamations and certifications, and it's just lovely. It really was a nice 2 days.
And they seemed so sincere in their honoring us. I really felt
that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they do represent us, so they have to, you know, show their appreciation, and it's so lovely when...
We help their jobs.
Right. Well, there's that, but they also recognize, you know, definitely the pool of people that live in North
Hempstead.
I was just
thinking that, Rebecca. You know, and it's just the contributions and you know, it's too, it's, you know, we've known, you know, with through Project Independence, especially, we've been around now for what's it, almost 11 years.
Oh, you look it. You look it.
And it's, you know, you really, it's amazing. You get to know each day, know more about our seniors. You know, and, you know, because so many of them, you're like, oh, my God, I've known you for so long. And then you find out their backstory about
I
how
know.
They did.
It's
I mean,
like,
everyone's really has lived such interesting lives
so
and can bring so much to the table, which I think is certainly special. So North Hempstead's got some really good seniors.
Yeah,
I mean,
really.
We'll say that.
We really do.
Absolutely. So
we really do.
Very awesome. And I congratulations to all of the
honorees.
All the amazing
and,
people. How many seniors were actually honored?
I believe it was 43 in all. Well, one person got two awards honored twice because she sat on the Blankets of Love and they knit and crochet blankets for all kinds of different, like, fundraisers. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, they are, let me get, you know, Blankets of Love, I actually put a little blurb about them in the new issue of The Pioneer as well, because they pump out these blankets.
I know, it's
in like
amazing.
Rapid time, and they are absolutely stunning. You know, I had the pleasure of one day they came in because we wanted to take pictures of all the blankets they did, and they just absolutely blew me away. You know, we had blankets all over the conference
room. I know,
room,
I know.
And they were absolutely amazing.
And they knitted?
They knit squares and put them together, and then, you know, they donate them to
they
good
donate
causes.
To different, yeah, so they
donated. Children's Hospital,
like
the Bethany Center.
Yeah, since the beginning of the year, they've made, like, over 20 blankets. And they're big
How
blanket.
Many women participate?
There's, like, two.
14 were in this group. 14 got awarded. And one of the women was also recognized by the New Hyde Park seniors.
Oh,
so
she's
really,
just doing
she
a lot.
Got both. And, well, you know, if you're interested, Iris, there are always...
No.
You don't knit? You don't knit?
No.
Or crochet?
That's not her realm. But it's really... And, I, you know, it's so great to actually pop into the groups, because on top of this, you know, it's just the camaraderie they have and the store, and they're sharing recipes while doing it. I mean, there's so much more that goes into it than actually making these beautiful
blankets. All these
blankets.
Things are so enriching.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, not just the programs that you offer, but because it's a continual thing. You meet people and you begin to talk, you know, and share information.
Yeah. It's you know, and that's what we also say, you know, because Iris also is part of our advisory committees.
Yes.
And, you know, that's what we always say about the advisory committees, too, you know, because people hear and they think, oh, it's this commitment. Now I got to, you know, join another thing. But it's really something that, you know, you can be as quiet as you want. You can come as often as you want. But you also get to meet people in your community. And, you know, I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago because when I first started with Project Independence, I remember being in the NORC advisory and Hazel Packman.
Yeah.
Had said she felt for so many years that she was no longer part of the community. You know, they didn't have little children. You know, when you have little kids running around,
right.
You're talking to the neighbors. She felt kind of just isolated within a house that she had lived in for so long. You know, and the fact that coming to the Project Independence Advisory Committee made her feel a part of the community again.
I never heard that before.
Yeah.
Wow.
It stuck with me. So it was like
that
one of my first.
Well, I could say the same thing.
Right.
Actually,
yeah.
Right. Because you don't have children. Mm-hmm. My family lives in another mm-hmm. state, so on and so forth. But there's so much to do here.
Right.
And you,
right.
And you meet new people, you know, and even David Linden, you know, joining our Romeo social
right,
group.
Right, right.
He said he had met someone who was, like, on his block that he didn't even know was on his block, you know, mm-hmm. within this group, you know. So
right.
it really brings
it
the community
connects
together.
It reconnects. Because you don't have the PTA. You're not going
right.
to the sporting events. You're not connecting on the weekend at games and
mm-hmm.
things like that. And, you know, maybe if you're retired, so you're, all your connections,
right.
all your social connections are kind of end, it seems. And then Project Independence comes along. And like you were saying, Iris, offers everything from, you know, putting together blankets, knitting or crocheting, to current event talks. You know, and then of course the services that we provide. So it really you have that connection, and it's and you know, and it is government, but it's also, you know, community.
Yeah,
community
it's just
programs.
Giving
yeah,
back to the
it's
community.
Great, yeah.
It's really and it's special, and that's why you know, you get us started talking on the topic, and we can. Go
I know.
Forever.
Here we go. It's like show's
because
over.
It really is an amazing thing, you know. And sometimes we laugh because you know you get caught up in the hustle and bustle of things, and then when you actually. Talk about what goes on.
Yeah.
Like a little light bulb goes. I'm like, wow,
it's just
there's
like,
really
right,
great
right.
stuff
it's so much
going
stuff.
On. And,
yeah.
You know, Iris also attends a lot of our community education chats.
Right.
And I know you went to one recently on advocacy.
I was hoping that would
yes.
be brought up.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah. It wasn't exactly what I had hoped it would be.
Mm-hmm.
I've had 5 experiences where I was an advocate, family members, and each dying person was quite different.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I did a very good job of advocating for each of those persons. But, I feel I didn't do a good enough job in reaching each of them. And they're all different. And that's what I had hoped to, how to make a conversation, how to... be truthful and acknowledge the position that person is in. After all, what are they thinking? Why am I dying? Can't you help me? Will you help me? Let me go. Help me to die. I mean, all sorts of things each person would be thinking. How do you reach that person to give them more comfort?
Yeah.
It's certainly something I think anyone can really relate to. And unfortunately...
Right.
Everyone is so different that there is no set.
Well, Nancy and I are going to be working on this. Nancy
yeah,
Mizrahi
right, yeah,
is going to be working
it's
on
really
this.
It's really gathering resources, too, to, you know, because, like I said, as horrible as it is for the person going through it, the advocate, I mean, you're holding such a high level of responsibility. You know, with my mother and myself with my grandfather, you know, it was an ongoing thing, and it's struggle and it's frustrating a lot of times because they're frustrated and you want to just do right by them. So of course it's certainly something that comes up all the time.
Well, that's a very heavy topic. Might be interesting to get somebody on the show who kind of specializes
yeah.
in like end
I
of life.
I think you need more than one. In
yes,
other
yeah.
words, you're
yeah.
coming
yeah,
from
yeah,
different
absolutely.
Places.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. We are at the end of 15 minutes of the first segment of Talk of the Town, and we'll be back very shortly to complete the program.